Well, good morning, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to our national training call. This morning is Monday, July 2nd, 2018, and this is Mike Riches hosting the call here from the Dallas, Texas area. We're really excited. We've got some special things to talk about on this morning's call. I want to just start the call by wishing everyone who's joining us this morning a very happy Independence Day. That would be a happy Canada Day for those of you that are north of the border. Yesterday, we hope that you had a wonderful celebration, and for those of you in the U.S., we want to wish you a very happy 4th of July coming up here in just 2 days. And what a great week to celebrate independence and freedom, and we are certainly very grateful for the sacrifices of many who have made that not just a possibility but a reality in our lives. I'm really pleased to be joined this morning. We have got some special guest speakers. We've got some big announcements that we want to roll out. You picked a very good morning to be on the conference call live. And, of course, we want to welcome those of you that are listening to this call on playback as well. But I'm very pleased to be joined by Legal Shield's president of Network Marketing and Sales this morning, Mr. John Long, who's joining us from the Legal Shield corporate office. We're really excited to hear from him. And he's got some very special announcements to roll out that Legal Shield is rolling out this morning, and we are just really privileged to have him. Mr. Long has been with this company for decades and certainly is responsible for much of the growth that Legal Shield is experiencing, and we certainly always enjoy hearing from him. Mr. Long, thank you for joining the call this morning. We're really excited to hear from you, and I'll turn the call over to you.
Hey, Mike, thanks. Can you hear me okay?
We got you loud and clear.
All right, great, in high definition. So, hey, thanks for the introduction, Mike. Very happy to be on this call this morning. And listen, we have flipped the calendar again. We're into July, and amazingly, it seems, into the second half of 2018. It's just in my mind, it seems like last month that we were preparing all that went into the 2018 launch events back in January, but it was 6 months ago. So we are now into the second half of 2018. We do have some things in play now that went into play yesterday, July 1st, when the calendar flipped. And I crashed this call. I wanted to be on this call so I could share some of this information and just underscore and emphasize it and make sure that you know about it, and even just as importantly, that you take the information and share it with all of your organization and all of your markets. So I ask all of you to do that. And before I do that, would also ask take full advantage of the leadership show today. We will have all of the information that I'll share with you now, but in more detail on the leadership show. But do want to make everyone aware, number one, that we've made a change to how we handle the creation of performance club points in recruiting. Now, in the past, you know, it's been 80 points. If you go on and you bring a member on board and they become an associate at the same time. Actually, you had a 90-day window that if they became your member became an associate within 90 days of becoming a member, where you got 80 points. If it was after 90 days, there were no points. And that was a point of consternation, I think is the appropriate word, with many in the field. We've heard you. We know that many of the best recruits were members first. And so we've eased on that. So, you know, if you bring somebody on as a recruit after 90 days, they were a member, and maybe it's 360 days later. That they become an associate, that will now be worth 40 points, not 80 points, but will be 40 points, which is a heck of a lot better than the 0 points that was there before. So make note of that. Make note of this. You know, we made a change in June with the performance club persistency. We allowed an either or, either your personal or your organizational would qualify you. If you had either one of those at 77, we're doing the same thing with the recruiting bonuses. So think of it in tiers. Think of it as, you know, there's the recruiting factory tier, there's the performance factory tier, and then there's the ED for life and the PC for life. Well, those first two, the recruiting and the PC, will be either or. Again, we're going to continue with the either or for PC. We're going to apply the same to the recruiting factory. So if your personal or your organization, either one of those are at 77 or above, then you're good for the participating for those bonuses. And this is just going to increase the number of bonuses that are paid, money flowing out to the field. The other two, the ED for Life and the Platinum for Life, which absolutely directly correspond with building an organization, those will remain. Organizational persistency is the requirement to be above 77%. So be aware of that. July 1st, yesterday, we launched our third quarter Performance Club trip. It's a Vegas getaway. It's going to be January 4th through 6th, 2019. So right after year end of 2018, we're going to be out in Las Vegas. Again, point you to the show today, the leadership show, but we'll tell you this much. There are going to be two categories, two main categories. There's going to be the network category. There's going to be the B2B category. And both of them are going to have kind of a minimum number of Performance Club points required to kind of be in the hunt. On the network side, that minimum number, 700 Performance Club points. On the B2B side, it's 2,100 Performance Club points. So kind of a 3-to-1 ratio. Now, as president of the network, I'll tell you, 700 is 30% more than the minimum you would do anyway. So Performance Club qualify in July, in August, in September, that's 180 a month, times three, that's 540. So 700 is 30% more. The thing that I'm excited to talk to you about is, you know, whatever you do during that 90-day period premium-wise, you're going to get your points through your recruiting efforts and through your sales efforts. Then how many recruits you have during those 3 months are going to add to your total. Actually, it's going to multiply to your total. And the way it's going to work is simply like this. Every recruit you bring on during the third quarter is going to add 10 percentage points to your premium total. So if you have one, then it's a 10% boost at the end of those 90 days. If you have 15, it's 150% increase on your Performance Club minimum. If you have 50, it's 500. So pick the number. You know, for example, we had the last two contests were 9-3-1 contests. You were required to get 9 recruits during the first quarter or the second quarter. You do those same 9 recruits during the third quarter, it's not a requirement. But if you do it, it's going to be a 90% add to your premium PC total. So take advantage of it. There is no governor now on recruiting. Go recruit as many as you want, and then it's going to be the top 100. I mean, the thing that's very important to understand on both of these categories, we're going to have leaderboards. They're going to be displayed on LS Engage. You can check them daily. And it's going to be the top 100 point getters. And hear me now, believe me later, 700 is not going to get you to Las Vegas. That's just going to get you entered into the contest for consideration. It's going to take a lot more than 700 on the network side. It's going to take a lot more than 2,100 on the B2B side. By the way, on the B2B side, it's your premium written, and then it's 150 points for every new group you open. Be aware of that as well. I know this organization thrives on the B2B side, and we want you to continue to thrive on that. We want you to continue to open new groups. So really some good stuff that is in place, and I hope and want to underscore this. It is our goal. It is our objective. It is our charge at the home office to get hurdles out of your way. If there's something that is obstructing you from succeeding in your business or something that's causing you a challenge in your business, let me know. Let us know, and we will knock it the heck down and get it out of the way. We want to clear the path. We want you guys to run hard and strong during the month of July and all of the third quarter, because it's going to set the stage for how we put the bow on 2018 come late December. So, hey, Mike, appreciate the chance to butt in on this call. Probably we'll do more so over time, but it's just a great way for me personally to be able to start my Monday, my work week. Appreciate what you said about Independence Day. This is a chance for all of us to kind of go on record and make our own declaration of what we're going to do in this business, and I hope you'll do that. So, hey, let me get out of the way. I know we got Jim Tanner coming up. Listen, gang, and take notes to what Jim Tanner says. He is our next Platinum World Council member, and he is doing it. He is killing it and crushing it, and I know his input to this call will far supersede what I just provided with you. But, hey, last thing, be on the leadership show today. Thanks, Mike.
Fantastic, Mr. Long. Thank you very much. And listen, you got me motivated. You got me excited, and I think number one, some of these changes are just fantastic, and we appreciate all of the work the Home Office does in making, and like you said, eliminating hurdles and making this the best opportunity possible for every agent in the field. And I'll tell you, for those of you that are not real familiar, this Las Vegas trip that's going to be, and I love that it's after the first of the year, because that's a great time to get away, really, really lock down some of your goals for 2019. I'm really excited about the date for that, January 4th through January 6th. And where you're going to stay there is a private suite at the Signature at MGM Grand, which is my favorite place to stay in Las Vegas. That's where I love to stay whenever we do an event out there or if I have a meeting out there. That's my preferred place. And if you've not ever stayed at the Signature Towers, they are beautiful. You're going to love them. You're getting Cirque du Soleil tickets with that. It's just going to be a fantastic trip. And so that was one of the big things that we wanted to talk about this morning, was getting you geared up and making sure that you're focused on winning that trip, because we are in the third quarter now, and you've got this entire quarter to post your numbers on the board. And I'm excited to see that leaderboard. I'm excited to see many of our folks jumping up on that leaderboard and winning that trip, and I know that that's going to happen. Again, Mr. Long, we thank you for your time and for being on the call this morning, and appreciate your leadership.
Hey, Mike, thanks. We'll talk to you guys again soon.
Sounds good. Well, folks, again, we've got a lot of exciting things happening right now. And as we jump into this third quarter, I do want to take a minute and just recognize our top recruiters and top producers for the month of June. We've got our two lists here that I'm excited to recognize. Why don't we start with our top recruiters for the month of June. And I want to give several folks honorable mention this morning, because they were double-digit recruiters for the month of June. And those folks are not quite in the top 15, but they're all double-digit recruiters. So here are your honorable mention recruiters for the month of June. We've got Kalkita Amare, Shannon Williams, Jeremy Jordan, Mike Jackson, Evelyn Green, Sean DiCapo, Paul Montroy, Evan Westensko, and Maria Perkins. All of those folks, double-digit recruiters for the month of June. Congratulations to each of them. All of them posting really good numbers on the completed training category as well. So that's one of the things that we really look at as we recognize these top recruiters. It's not just getting people to join as a Harvard agent. That's easy. It's free to join as a Harvard agent. But it's getting people through training. It's getting them to complete that initial new agent training that is so crucial. Obviously, if someone doesn't complete training, if they don't ever take that first step, they're probably not going to take the second step or the third step or any of the steps that are going to be necessary for them to be successful in our business. So congratulations to each of those honorable mention recruiters. And then I want to recognize our top 15 recruiters for the month of June. I'm so excited to be able to recognize these folks. Number 15 out of the state of Florida, Aja Kenna, and congratulations. We've got number 14 from the state of South Carolina, Mr. Tony Garanga. Congratulations, Tony, to you. Out of the state of Florida, coming in at number 13, Matthew Kuhn. Very excited for you, Matthew. And then out of the state of Tennessee, we've got Mr. Chris Corley coming in at number 12. Congratulations, Chris. We're very excited for you. And then out of the state of California, Richard Yonner coming in at number 11. And out of the state of Tennessee, Miss Susan Pellegrinetti coming in at number 10 this morning. So congratulations to those. And then let's get into, well, I guess Susan would be number 10 of our top 10. Number 9, Brittany Wofford from the state of Tennessee. Number 8, Guy Kolarik from the state of Florida. Number 7, Alicia Thompson from the state of Kentucky. Number 6, Risa Spurrier from the state of Virginia. And now, folks, our top 5 recruiters for the month of June 2018. And coming in at number 5 from the state of Texas, Mr. Seneca Hester. Number 4, from the state of California, Mr. Thomas Yonner. Number three from the state of Tennessee, Ms. Stacy Huddleston. Number two from the state of Oregon, Sheena Reed. And then our number one recruiter for this from the state of Tennessee, someone who likes to stay at the top of this list, at the top of this board, we've got Ms. Patty Burgess. And congratulations to Ms. Patty. I know she is doing a fantastic job. 19 new agents last month completed training with Ms. Patty Burgess. So her recruiting number was higher than that, but 19 new agents actually completed training. And she does such a phenomenal job of working with those agents and getting them plugged in. I'm sure that we have many of those agents on the call this morning, and they know as well as I know, and as well as many of you know, what a wonderful professional Ms. Burgess is, and we congratulate her on owning that number one spot for the month of June. Now let's go to our top producers for the month of June, and we're really excited to recognize. Again, I want to kind of do honorable mention for some of these folks, Ms. Gail Ross in Indiana, Ms. Jessica Hooten in the state of Montana, who, by the way, is my niece and her birthday is today. Congratulations and happy birthday to Jessica. Mr. Chris Evans in Tennessee, Dr. Judy Smith in Kansas, and Stan Polson in Florida. We're very excited for them. And let's go ahead and recognize our top 15 producers in the month of June 2018. Coming in the number 15 spot out of the state of Louisiana, Mr. Brian Fahili. Congratulations, Mr. Fahili, one of our most beloved Harvard Risk Management agents. Coming in at number 14 from the state of New Mexico, Judy Johnston. Another one of our, you know what, I shouldn't get into one of our most beloved because then I really should really say that about all of these top producers, but another wonderful agent out of the state of New Mexico, Judy Johnston, congratulations to you. Then we've got SLR Communications out of New Hampshire coming in at number 13. We've got number 12, Melanie Davis out of the state of Louisiana, and number 11, Mr. Rick Reen out of the state of California. Congratulations to each of those individuals for being in the top 15, and our top 10 producers for the month of June, coming in at number 10 in the state of California, Mr. Bob Nissom. Congratulations, Bob, on being joining that top 10 group. Not his first time there, not his last time there. Michelle Warnica out of California as well, coming in at number 9. That's three in a row that we've just read there from California, so congratulations to that state. Coming in at number 8, Mr. Scott Brooks from South Carolina. Congratulations to him. Number 7, Stephen West from Louisiana. We congratulate Stephen. Number 6 this morning for June 2018, Mr. Adam Thompson from the state of Kentucky. Look at that, folks. We got Adam Thompson on the top producer list. Alicia Thompson, his wonderful wife, on the top recruiters list. That is a couple that is taking their business seriously. Congratulations to each of them. Number 5 this morning from the state of Tennessee, Ms. Linda Pitt. Congratulations to Linda, actually from the state of Ohio. We still have Tennessee, I think, on this list. But number 4 from the state of California, Mr. David Paperno. Dave Paperno, congratulations to him, a residual resident of this top producers list. Number 3, I think, is a new name to the top producer list from the state of Texas, Mr. Randy Moore. Congratulations, Randy, on your production there in the month of June. And number 2, someone who we are very familiar with, one of our favorite trainers, Ms. Rebecca Baker, out of the state of California, coming in the number 2 spot, and number 1 in the entire company, top producer for the month of June, Ms. Renee McKnight in Oklahoma. Congratulations, Renee, to you on your success and for owning that number 1 spot for the month of June. We're really excited, and congratulations to each of those individuals for being one of our top producers for the month of June. We're very excited for each of them, and really excited as we launch now this third quarter. We're, as Mr. Long said, turning the calendar over into the month of July, and I know that many of you have goals for your own business and for your own self and for your families, for your own freedom and financial independence that you are putting into effect, and you're working towards those goals throughout the month of July. I hope that one of those goals is to have your name read on this call. And when we certainly are excited as we get into the month of July for all the wonderful things that are happening and brewing out there, the groups that are being closed right now that will be enrolled in the month of July, the individuals and families that will be protected in the month of July, and certainly the agents that are either recruited already or will be recruited that can become top producers and top leaders within our company. That's one of the great things about Harvard Risk Management, folks. In my opinion, one of the best things about our company is that our best leaders aren't even recruited yet. Some of them, I should say some of our, because I'm certainly some of our greatest leaders are part of our company already, or many of you. But some of our top producers, some of our best contributors are not even in our business yet. Well, we recognize that. We understand that. Or maybe they're brand new. Maybe they're on this call and this is their first call or their second call that they're listening into. And yet they're going to become some of the top leaders in our entire company, in the entire nation, in the entire continent of North America. They're going to own some of these leaderboards. And it's exciting, folks, to know that our company is growing at a pace right now where that is not just an idea, but it's absolutely a reality, and we're seeing some new names. Another great thing I love about reading these top recruiters and top producers, I hope you notice the variance here as far as location goes. You know, you've got folks on this top producer list, for example, like Renee McKnight in Oklahoma, not the most populated state, like Brian Fahili in Ringgold, Louisiana, not the most populated city. Then you've got folks like Mr. Dave Paperno in Southern California, a little bit more population. What part of the country is the most successful? Well, I don't know, because you got California, you got New Hampshire, you got East Coast, you got Florida, you got Kansas, you got Indiana, you got the Midwest, you got the South, you got Texas, you got Oregon. I mean, you know, you've got really everywhere, all around North America being covered here. I guess my point in saying that is it doesn't really matter where you are. Some of the factors that people think are important to their success are really not that crucial. They're not that important. I hear people saying that, well, you know, where I live, it's not the same. Where I live, people are different. Are they really? Are they really that different than any of these places that I just read? And the answer is no, they're really not. People are people. Americans are Americans. People that we are presenting to, and I should say North Americans or North Americans, people that we are presenting to, they see the value in the products that we're providing. And now I'm not saying that everyone on this call or every one of our agents is doing the same presentation as a Renee McKnight or a Rebecca Baker, our top two producers for last month. I'm not saying that everyone is as polished as a Scott Brooks or a Chris Evans or a Brian Fahili or a Judy Johnston or a Bob Nissim or any of these top producers, a Linda Pitt and Adam Thompson. I'm not saying that you're as practiced as these folks, but I am saying that the opportunity is the same. And for those that are willing to put a little bit of work in and develop themselves and get better, the opportunity has never been greater to go out and own a piece of this market. And I will say one last thing on these lists. Every one of these names that I just read this morning, they made it happen. They went out and they worked hard in the month of June. You know, my brother used to say, and I agree 100%, he would say, you know, no one's going to break into your house and steal one of these memberships. You're going to have to go out and talk to people. And TTMP, talk to more people, is the name of the game. And that's what these folks did. They committed to a consistent level of activity and then polished their own skills, and it resulted in the results that you're seeing and that you're hearing here on the call this morning. So I congratulate them. But more importantly, I challenge everyone on this call to take their skills to the next level, to take their activity to the next level, so that consequently we can all take our results to the next level as well. Well, let me shut up and get out of the way. And I am so privileged this morning to welcome in not only our senior vice president and just one of the most incredible leaders that I've ever had the privilege of being around, but as Mr. John Long said, the next member of the Legal Shield Platinum World Council, PwC, we have Platinum Executive Director, $200,000 earner, Mr. Jim Tanner, on the line with us this morning. We are so grateful for Mr. Tanner's leadership here at Harvard Risk Management Corporation. I know I certainly feel that way, and I know that you certainly feel that way. He is someone who consistently pours his heart into this business, into this company, and into this opportunity. And I want him to know, and I want all of you to know this morning, that that does not go unnoticed, that we are grateful for his leadership. We are grateful for everything that he brings to this opportunity for each of us. And with that, Mr. Tanner, we are just very, very excited to hear from you this morning, and thank you for being on the call. I will turn the call over to you, my friend.
Mr. Richards, thank you so much. That's quite an introduction, and it offers me a lot to think about, and I appreciate it. And if I can serve this organization in any way, that I'm grateful for that. Mr. John Long, also, you know, it's sometimes weird to hear somebody say those types of things and then attribute it to your name, and I'm still wrapping my mind around that this morning, but there is something that I am absolutely certain of, and that is that I can provide service to this organization this morning. It happens to be my turn and my honor to speak to you this morning, but it's through great serendipity, if you will, that I get to talk to you at the launch of the second half of 2018. Mr. John Long used that word launch. I think that's an appropriate word to talk about how we are going to move from where we are to through the rest of the year 2018. Now, some of you on the call this morning are brand new, and the second half of the year is the first 6 months of your business. And I want you to know what you're going to hear this morning is totally appropriate, and hopefully by the time I'm done outlining the action steps you need, you'll be in a position of power to take full advantage of the time that we have to make a major impact on your business. So there are people right now who your goal is to complete the year 2018 with the $50,000 ring, the $100,000 ring, maybe a multiplier, a multiple six-figure ring level. I want you to know that you can take a look at where you are right now in this business, and you can draw a line and chart a course, and I'm going to give you the tools for that, so that you end the year 2018 in a much different position than you find yourself right now. Now, I got to work on your belief in you and that statement first. So let me spend some time just helping you to understand a different way of thinking than you may be used to. See, when I got into this business, the furthest in advance I could think was the following Friday. I used to deliver furniture for a living, and I delivered furniture. I had several jobs at the same time, but that's the one that everybody knows me as having, because that's what I was doing before this, and that's what's in my story in New Agent Training. But I was delivering furniture. We got paid on Friday, and I could plan about to the next Friday. So by Friday, I would get paid, and I would stop thinking about that. And by Saturday, I would have paid my bills, wasted some of that money on frivolous things, trying to just satisfy a little bit of a sense of having earned the money and done something with it that I thought was valuable. So by Saturday, I was now thinking about next Friday, when I could earn more money, pay some more bills, and continue that cycle. Many of you have done that. That was about as far in advance as I could think. Now today, after all of the years of personal development, the books, the videos, the audios, the people I've met, I've learned how to think in far greater distances into the future. As a matter of fact, as many of you know, in March in Oklahoma City, when Legal Shield rolled out the Platinum for Life bonus program, which includes a $1 million bonus at the five-year mark as a Platinum Executive Director. If some of you don't know that there's a $1 million bonus on the table, hopefully you'll get more information about that. I'm not going to have time to talk in detail about that today. But my point is, now I can think at least 5 years into the future and work backwards with a plan over those 5 years. That's one of the skills I've developed over time. But when I got here, I couldn't think in terms like that because my thinking thus far at that point had only really prepared me to think a week in advance. And I remember looking at other job opportunities and not being excited about them back then when I was in such a position of weakness and I needed more income. And I would look and there would be jobs that paid slightly more but paid every 2 weeks. And I wouldn't take those opportunities on because I knew that I couldn't make it 2 weeks because I'd only learned how to live my life 1 week at a time. And I wanted to tell you that story because some of you are in that boat right now, and that's totally fine. It's okay to be there. Just acknowledge that. You know, I think sometimes we get on these calls and we hear from the trainer, and we want to compare ourselves right now where you are to where the trainer is right now. But you have to understand that there's a journey we all go on. And some for some people it's weeks or months. For others it's years, like myself. But make sure you're comparing your Harvard Risk Management and Legal Shield story, your journey, appropriately. Compare where you're starting to where others are starting or have started that have what you want in this business. So that was my first little, that was my first foray into thinking a little bit bigger. I got into this business. You know, as you know, we work off of a one-month calendar in this business initially. So you learn how to performance club qualify. That takes 30 days. Now, it doesn't take 30 days, but the company gives us 30 days. So when I got to this business, I was able to stretch out what most people do in 2 or 3 days, get performance club qualified. I found ways to make it take the entire month. I know many people on the call have done the same thing in the past or are doing it currently. So you have to understand, and I wanted to prepare you before I talk to you about how to lay out 6 months of your life, that you might not have that skill set. And I don't want you to stop listening to me and tune me out because you don't yet know that. I just want you to recognize that if it's not comfortable for you to plan 6 months in advance, that's okay, because I was there once too. And you come to a business like Harvard Risk Management, and you learn from mentors, and you learn from the trainings, and you start to develop these other very important skills. And one of those is short-term, medium-term, and long-term thinking. And so I want to talk to you about launching, not starting, the second half of 2018. I want to talk to you about today kind of being like the way we treat New Year's Day every year. You know, I've been in this business long enough now that I've seen every New Year's this renewed energy and invigoration in some folks because they were disappointed in what the year prior had been for them, whether it was in their personal life or their health, their finances, whether it was this business or just their lives in general. They wanted to have a change. They wanted an opportunity to just get off of their shoulders what they didn't do and start anew with something fresh. And so I'll invite you, as you're listening to me this morning, to treat this as one of those moments, that if you're not happy with how the first half of the year went, you can let it go. Take it off your shoulders. Give yourself permission to set it down. But also have a plan to make the second half meaningful and masterful. So let me talk to you about launching, not starting. Starting is different. Starting is casual. Starting is not intentional. Launching is intentional. It's serious. It's committed. This is the second half of the year. And I should say that in the second half of the year, the third quarter and the fourth quarter, let me make this point to you. The fourth quarter of the year is going to expose the work we did up until that point. So that's why it's time now to use the third quarter and sow the seeds, if you will, just sow the seeds that we're going to harvest in the fourth quarter. You know, over the last several years, I've seen half of my income, I know many of you have as well, half of my income for the entire year come in the fourth quarter. So some folks feel like you're behind on the year without really realizing how close you are to all of your goals. And honestly, it's really what we do in the third quarter that affects the fourth quarter. Because the momentum that we need for the fourth quarter of the year for October, November, and December in Harvard Risk Management with our business model, with our training platform. The momentum we need for the fourth quarter is created in the third quarter. So many of you have made great income and had great success in quarters one and quarters two of the year, and that's great. But some of you, again, haven't even been involved in the business until just now. So I'm going to teach you in just a few minutes how to structure your third quarter, the activities and disciplines to be committed, to be focused, so that you can have a fourth quarter that will knock it out of the park. And again, you may not be used to thinking in these types of terms, but I have seen this over and over again over the years. And unfortunately for me, I had to miss out on major opportunities early on, because even though I learned these lessons from my mentors, it wasn't until I watched this very thing happen that they told me was going to happen. And then I had to watch essentially from the sidelines, having not taken the action that they outlined for me, that I will outline for you today. Having not taken that action, I didn't get to reap the rewards. Having not sown those seeds, I didn't get to harvest. And then I had to have the pain of that and the regret of having watched the very thing happen that they told me would happen, but I didn't participate. Maybe I didn't believe it. Maybe I wasn't ready to see it. Maybe I just couldn't think in terms beyond a week or a month at a time. So now today, I'm going to outline for you how to have an exceptional, explosive finish to the year 2018. And make no mistake, it begins today. You heard John Long. Now, John Long doesn't come on to our call every Monday morning and speak, but that should give you an indicator that today is not just another day. We are coming into the final half of the year, and we're going to prepare over these next 90 days. And that trip to Las Vegas, which we'll train more on maybe today and definitely in the coming weeks about how to utilize that to grow your business, that's going to be a big piece of getting you to a strong finish to the year 2018. So listen, picture your business as a rocket. And that rocket's on the launch pad. You know, if you're looking at any news, you're seeing them talk about the Falcon Heavy, Elon Musk's rocket, talk about Jeff Bezos' rocket. Everybody's got rockets. There's rockets everywhere. We're in a new rocket age. So I think it's an appropriate visual to picture an enormous rocket on the launch pad. That's your business today. And I want you to know something, that your business, you can picture your business as this rocket on the launch pad, full of potential to take you to the moon and beyond, to Mars and beyond, to galaxies, to new perspective, to being able to view the world not from the ground, but from thousands of miles up in the air. That visual hopefully can help you as I say the next thing. The day that we ignite that rocket, the day that the fuel ignites and the fire begins to burn underneath and the ground rumbles and shakes, those moments, you've seen this in video, the moments, the rocket isn't moving. It hasn't yet begun to move away from the earth, but the fire is burning and the ground is trembling and you can feel the possibility. The moment that we launch those rockets is coming. It's coming in 74 days from today. In 74 days from today, we will be in Nashville, Tennessee, Music City, at an event that Legal Shield calls Leaders at All Levels. Every fall happens somewhere in America, and this year happens to be going on in one of my favorite cities in the whole country, Nashville, Tennessee. Leaders at All Levels is the day that we ignite the fuel of your rocket. Now, the size of your rocket, the amount of fuel is going to depend on you, and you're going to learn that here on this call. But you have to understand that's the day. And that clock, that countdown clock that we're all familiar with from all the years of watching shuttles and rockets launch, the countdown clock is at day 74, and it is running, and it will continue to run, and regardless of weather or other circumstances, unlike a rocket launch, the clock will not stop. This rocket launches at Leaders at All Levels in September. So what happens? Why do I say that? What does that even mean? Well, first of all, when our agents go to Leaders at All Levels, they're going to learn. They're going to come out of that event with renewed energy. They're going to have been refilled. They're going to see the biggest vision of our business that they've seen to date. We're going to have historic celebrations. You'll see people recognized for incredible success. And our agents, some of whom will be those people being recognized, will leave that event with new goals for recognition, for new ring levels, for new production levels in the time coming out of that event. There will be people that have not yet had that experience in their business, and they will be moved and motivated by the stories of people just like them who are in the same business and having exceptional results. There will be people that learn from these top producers and high achievers that we have assembled for leaders at all levels. The folks that will speak from the main stage, the trainers that will train at all of the breakout sessions, and of course, the great motivator and successful businessman, Grant Cardone, our featured trainer in Nashville, Tennessee. A gentleman who has succeeded in sales, business ownership, real estate, is a great motivator, speaker, and trainer, is sought after. And people spend hundreds, if not thousands of dollars to go to events and hear from Grant Cardone. And he will be holding court on the main stage in Nashville, Tennessee, at Leaders at All Levels. That's what our agents will experience. And they'll hear about exciting incentives. We'll talk about more trips, more bonus money, more opportunities to live a grander experience and to achieve more. All of that's going to happen in Nashville in 74 days. And it is positioned strategically in the calendar to be that moment that we launch the rocket into the fourth quarter. Because, yes, people will come out of their local marketplaces. They will travel from every corner of the U.S. and Canada. They'll come in from Washington State and Toronto. They'll come in from New York and Miami. They'll come in from everywhere, all to be in one place at the same time and have that experience, that shared experience together, to hear from the master motivators, the great trainers, to hear from the executives of Legal Shield, to have community with other people doing the same work that we all do together. But then the magic, the launch of the rocket, when they go back to those markets, when those people return to Miami and Toronto, when they return to Portland and Manhattan, and they are different. They're more prepared, more motivated, more incentivized, more informed than they were before the event. And then they go into that fourth quarter and they launch their business into a whole other stratosphere. Now that's going to be you and I, and that's going to be some other folks as well. So let's work backwards from that moment in Nashville, because we know what happens in Nashville, Tennessee. We know what happens when in Nashville we launch the rocket and it heads into the stratosphere. We know what happens coming out of there now. You can understand how that moment launches the fourth quarter, which provides incredible momentum towards the end of the year. But what do you do to prepare for the next 74 days? What do you do to make sure that your business is impacted beyond just committing to being there? And by the way, if you haven't yet registered for Leaders at All Levels, all you have to do is log into your agent access back office, click the calendar icon in your toolbar, and commit yourself today to being with us in Nashville, Tennessee. But let's work backwards. Let's make sure that you have the action steps in place to launch your business into and through the rest of the year. Number one, you have to complete new agent training. I know that there's people on here who've done new agent training, and maybe you've done it a long time ago. I would challenge you to go back and do it again. Spaced repetition is one of the great things that you can do and control in your business to have major success. Listen, if you're no longer brand new and you've been with our business for a while and you went through new agent training and watched those videos, took notes, absorbed that information, but it was months ago or maybe years ago, understand that you are a different person now. You have had experiences. You have things you can relate to differently. Go back and reabsorb the excitement, the enthusiasm, the education, the information, the content, the context of new agent training. Make sure that you know what you could be missing out on. So listen to this. That's new agent training. Simple to do, simple not to do, powerful information, for all of us. Use your membership. That's number two. Using your Legal Shield membership is your duty as a Harvard Risk Management agent. To be a part of our membership, to use your membership, to not just own it, but utilize it and to develop the stories about how you've used it. Using it not just once, but two, three, four different ways. Get your will done or updated. Call about a legal question you've had and you've wondered about. Use the 101 Reasons PDF to help yourself to think of some ways that you could call and use your legal plan today. Use your member perks as well. Develop at least one story about how you're personally saving money every month because a Legal Shield membership comes with member perks and you're realizing some of that savings. You know that most of us as Legal Shield members using our member perks account earn in discounts far more than the cost of our monthly membership. And yet we sit down with people and show them our membership and what they're thinking is about adding expense or adding another bill to their monthly bills, and we're not doing a good enough job of telling the story about how their Legal Shield membership can be essentially free by providing them savings that they otherwise wouldn't be able to get. Number three, and I'll say one more thing about using your membership. Join the Legal Shield members Facebook group. This is a new group, and it's a fabulous Facebook group for members. Make sure all of your Legal Shield members are also joining the Facebook group. In addition to that, let me add this. Let me add this thought to you. If you're new, get Fast Start qualified. And I know Legal Shield gives you 20 days. Do it in the next couple days. Start protecting people while practicing your presentation. Protect people with our services. You know, we're coming out of an announcement of yet again the largest data breach in American history. Virtually every American adult identifying information exposed by a company that you've never heard of, that we never gave permission to even have that information. They had it and they lost it. What are we going to do about that? We're going to protect people because that's what we do. We're risk management consultants. We understand the risk. We understand the exposure and the average consumer doesn't. They still think that their credit and their identity is the same thing, and we know the difference. Make sure that your organization of, your community of people understand the risks and also understand that you can be the one to help them. Do practice presentations. Do it quickly. Get Fast Start qualified. And if you already are Fast Start qualified or if you're a veteran of the business, challenge yourself. Do it again today. In the next 48 hours, can you get Fast Start qualified again? Can you lead by example? Can you practice what you are talking about every day with your team? Get Fast Start qualified. Number four, choose your major and your minor and complete the training for each. Well, when we come into this business, we go through new agent training, and we all go through that first set of doors and learn that first bit of information. But then because of the modern version of our company, as we've evolved over the years, we tend to develop a major focus and a minor focus. Some folks come to the conclusion that small business consultative sales is their path. For some people, it's B2B employee benefit sales. For others, it's individual sales. And for some others as well, it's building a team. Understand what your focus is, what's your major, what's your minor, and make sure that you've completed the incredibly in-depth training for each. Because if we have nothing else done correctly, and we've done a lot well, we have done training better than any organization that has ever marketed Legal Shield and ID Shield. And regardless of your focus, there's training for that focus. The question is, are we leveraging the hundreds or thousands of hours of experience, the millions of dollars in income generated by the people in those training videos that not only know how to do it, but know how to teach it? And we all have access to that at the touch of a button from any device 24/7 via the Harvard Agent Access back office. Number five, ask for help. Ask your support team for help. Introduce yourself to them. And don't be afraid to ask for guidance. If you're not sure who your sponsor is or your executive director or your platinum executive director, log into your back office, click on the icon in your toolbar that looks like a machine gear. It's all the way over to the left on the toolbar. That's your My Account Settings page. And when you open your My Account Settings page, you'll see a tab that says Support Team. When you open that tab, you'll see the contact information and picture of everybody that's here and pledged to help you. Now, some people are new as sponsors. That's why you're also seeing the information for the executive directors and the platinum executive directors. These people are not new. They're seasoned professionals. They've probably seen it all and done it all. And between those three people, as well as our agent support center in Cookeville, Tennessee, our executive leadership team, and our community in our Facebook group, all of us stand ready to support you. You're not in this business by yourself. You can never say, nobody would help me. You can say, I'm not sure who to ask, but now that you've listened to this call, you don't have that either. But you have to ask for help and guidance and support. You have to have a plan. And you might need help creating that plan, but you surely need help with executing on the plan, and here's what you need to do. You need to seek out the guidance of someone who's already achieved what you plan on achieving and ask them for help. I remember early on, I made this mistake over and over again. I wanted to be a master seller, but instead of asking the master sellers, I would ask people who never sold anything for their input on my plan. I wanted to be a six-figure income earner, and I would go to people that had never earned a six-figure income, family and friends, and I would ask them for their advice and for them to tell me whether or not they thought I could do it. And I learned that they don't know because they've never done it. They don't know if I can. People who've never sold don't know if my plan for sales is a good plan. And when I wanted to build an international sales team of professionals, I made that mistake yet again and asked people that had never recruited anyone, never led a team, never shared an opportunity if they thought it was possible. And of course, I went to the wrong people. But when I learned this simple thing, go to the people who've done the thing you're trying to do and ask them for guidance. And interestingly enough, when I asked for help with my sales plan to people that had sold at a high level, I got a different answer. When I asked for help on how to earn a six-figure income, and I sought out that help from people earning a six-figure income, I got great advice and help with my plan. And when I wanted to build an international team of producing professionals, I went right to the top, to people like Mike and Mark Riches, and I sought out their guidance, and they helped me with a plan that today has created an international team of highly professional, capable producers. Make sure you're asking people who've done the thing that you want to do. And number six, and finally, build a team. Understand that building a team at Harvard Risk Management is not about sales management. I was just talking to someone about this before the call. You know, I thought it was about managing a team of salespeople. But management and leadership are not the same thing. And here at Harvard Risk Management, we have leadership, not management, as a part of our business opportunity. See, leadership is a team effort. Leadership is about helping people to do something, maybe stretch a little, do more than they would have done on their own. But it's not about management. Leadership is about painting a big vision, coaching people and directing them to mentors and trainers, training platforms like ours that can help them. Leadership is about developing the mindset that I'm going to go out there and I'm going to pay forward the opportunity that somebody shared with me, that I was looking for this, hoping for it, searching for it, and quite honestly, praying for it. And if that was me, I can't possibly be the only one in that position. And I'm so grateful that this opportunity landed at my doorstep, and I am so grateful to the point that I will expend energy, calories, and devote time and attention to making sure that I show my appreciation for the opportunity by paying that activity forward and helping other people find it as well. And of course, leadership is about getting your team to Nashville. Because, and finally, my point about making the most of the third and fourth quarter, making the most of the year 2018, regardless of where you are right now in your business, about making the most of the opportunity, the tools, the marketplace, the environment, making the most of everything. My point really comes down to this. The more people you have with you at Leaders at All Levels in Nashville, Tennessee, and I'm a big fan of recruiting, and I'm talking about agents, but I'm also talking about your close people, your spouse, your partner, your older children, people that can then see what you are seeing. They can experience alongside of you instead of trying to rely on you relating it to them later. They can understand what it is that you're going for instead of trying to grab at threads they don't understand. They can see it with their own eyes. They can participate in your vision and your journey. They can understand your sacrifice. They can understand your effort because they've seen it for themselves. So I challenge you to show up with your team. And again, I mean your agents. And if you want to learn how to build a team of agents, join me on Thursday evenings on this very same phone number at 7 p.m. Central. And I will teach you how to build a team across the U.S. and Canada to help us serve the customers, to help more families sleep better at night because they're protected, because their children's identity is protected, because they can tap an app and have access to the justice system, and that you can do that not by the hundreds but by the thousands every month because you built a team. You helped share this noble cause, equal access to the justice system, but you also shared an incredible noble pursuit of the American dream by helping others become successful entrepreneurs like the rest of us. So, yes, I want you to bring your team of agents. Grow it over the next 74 days. Bring that organization with you to Nashville, but make sure you bring your support team with you as well. Your friends, your family, let them see what you're seeing. Experience what you're experiencing. Let them buy in to what you already understand, that you have found an incredible opportunity, that you have positioned yourself in the right place at the right time, that you have the tools and the training, that you have that hard technology that you need, but you also have the support. You have the soft part of our business, people that are cheering for you, people that want you to do well, people that want you to exceed even your own goals and dreams, people that are running hard and recognize what it looks like when someone is running hard too, people that will cheer you on, pray for you, help you, give you a hand up, and help you along the way. That's the business we're in. Many of you already know that. Many of you are still learning that it really is as good as it seems. But make no mistake, the people that have the shining finish to 2018, that protect the most families, that empower the most business owners, that help the most people, that earn the most income, that help others earn the most income, will be the people that can think 6 months down the road and can see this first 74 days of this last half of the year, and can take massive action towards those goals. Mr. Riches, thank you so much for allowing me to share with the organization, and I'll turn it back over to you, sir.
Wow. Wow. What a phenomenal, phenomenal opportunity to listen to such an exceptional training this morning by Mr. Jim Tanner. Mr. Tanner, thank you again for once again pouring your heart into delivering such a powerful, powerful message. And I just could not agree more. You know, I was really thinking back to when I first got started 16 years ago, and you know what? I really appreciated what Mr. Tanner had to say about, you know, learning and developing the skill of being able to look into the future and plan and really create powerful goals. It's easy to say, you know, well, 5 years from now, I want to be, you know, rich and successful, but to really visualize things and to really plan for things that are farther than 1 week out or a couple weeks out or 1 month out, that really is a skill, and it's something that has to be developed. And it's the same principle with residual income. When I first got started, I don't know that I was really that excited about residual income. I mean, it sounded good. It's not like I said I don't want to have residual income. Of course, I wanted it. But I just didn't really understand what that meant. I didn't really understand how powerful that could be to have money coming in every day for work that was done in the past, for work that I did years ago. And so, you know, I really appreciate what Mr. Tanner said this morning. Again, just 100% on board and in agreement. Thank you again, Mr. Tanner, for sharing that. We want to thank Mr. John Long for sharing the news and the promotions that Legal Shield is running here for the month of July. And the changes to Performance Club, excuse me, all of that, all of what has been said this morning doesn't really matter if you and I don't take it and put it into practice, if we don't take it and apply it to our business. And that's what I would like to invite every one of us to do. You know, Performance Club and those changes, that really matters to you if you get serious this month about winning that Vegas trip. Preparing for the Leaders at All Levels convention, that really matters to you if you really do that, if you really start promoting that within your team and bringing people with you to Nashville. If you show up with that kind of attitude, that event's going to be very powerful for you. But none of what we've talked about this morning really matters if you don't do anything with it, and I invite you to do something with it, to go out and let's kick off the month of July in a very big way. Again, thank you to those who presented this morning, Mr. Tanner, Mr. John Long, and thank you to all of you for being part of the call. God bless every one of you. Happy Independence Day this week, and may you and I go out and take this God-given freedom and extend that into our family and our financial lives as well. God bless you. We'll talk to you soon.